Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's another day. It's another Saturday in paradise. Welcome back, everybody. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. Excited beyond belief. Beyond belief. To be able to bring you another great show. Why? Because you woke up on the right side of the ground today. So did I. So that makes it a pretty darn good start to the day. Oh, but Sam, I didn't get everything I wanted. Oh, but my Monday start. Hey, come on, man. You for real? A billion people slept on a dirt floor last night. Life ain't so bad for you. So let's get it on. First of all, if you're new to the show, my name's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Went broke. Started everydayisSaturday.com. International motivational speaker. Changing lives worldwide. It's a feel-good story coming up on the seven-year anniversary of the last day I took my last paycheck from the corporate boss. Oh, that's going to be a good podcast coming up in April of this year. Today is March 10th, 2014. I hope it finds you having the most amazing day. As I mentioned, if you're brand new, head on over to everydayisSaturday.com. Make sure you hit the podcast button, subscribe. You can also listen via iTunes. And oh, speaking of iTunes, when you listen, all right, we have hundreds and thousands of listeners all around the globe, okay? You go into iTunes and you click that customer ratings and reviews button. It says ratings and reviews. You click that. You give the old Every Day is Saturday show a 5-star rating and you leave a great comment like VagabondPad1 did. That's the old username I know by. That's not an actual name. VagabondPad1 titled Strapped in the Front Car of the Roller Coaster of Life. Outstanding motivation with a kick in the pants style. If you don't like this fellow, you're probably one of the eye rollers, a what-if-er, a must-be-too-good-to-be-true kind of person. I've got news for you. You need Sam Crowley. It's like A Few Good Men, which, by the way, is my favorite movie. My two favorite movies are A Few Good Men and The Verdict with Paul Newman. Came out in 1982. Lost to Gandhi in the Oscars, by the way. You need me on that wall, right? You need Sam Crowley. No magic, just real-world information and inspiration. I needed this guy, and he showed up. Might be the same for you. 5 stars and recommended. Thank you very much. One other review that came in over the weekend on iTunes from Vince. Start here, dominate now. Sam opens the fire hose each day and lets it fly. He is genuine. His message is simple but powerful. Sam inspires you to find your message because he believes yours is just as powerful. You know, that's true. Probably more powerful than mine. Dominate, yes. The inspiration is provided, and Sam provides a real roadmap to domination. What's your Saturday look like? Fire it up! Vince, thanks so much, man. I appreciate that. And let's go out on the Twitter feed real quick. You can tweet the show, at Sam Crowley, all the listeners. You can hit hashtag every day is Saturday as well. But if you just hit at Sam Crowley, that will find me anywhere I'm at. Marty, hey, Sam, thanks to you and Podcast House, the website, secretshopperpodcast.com, and my show, Making Money with Marty, are up and running. That's awesome. Marty's referring to my product, Podcast House. Just go to podcasthouse.com, and look, I'd love to teach you how to do what I do every single day, man. It is so much fun connecting with people. So let's get out there, all right? Let's get rocking and a-rolling. Today we're talking about Don't Ask How. Don't ask how, just say yes. That's how momentum is created. Everybody's got to know how. You don't need to know how. I didn't know how to speak. I didn't know how to shoot video. I don't know how to do anything, build a website, none of that stuff. I just said yes. And let me explain what I'm talking about. Right now, wherever you're at right now, a lot of people listen to our show that you're in a job, which is totally cool. You know, it's okay to stay there for a little while, not forever if you don't like it. Keep in mind, 80% of the people don't like their job. Most won't admit it because they're afraid or scared or, you know, they'll say it or whisper it to a buddy at the bar or the water cooler, but they won't come out and announce it because then what? Well, what do you got to do? Well, then people are going to say, hey, quit your job. Well, I can't do that. Well, why not? You're sitting there saying you're complaining. Well, and here we go. Because I don't know what to do. I'm not so, well, that doesn't matter. You just got to say, yes, I'm moving forward. Okay. And then watch things kind of fall into place. All right. Maybe you're one of these technophobe people that you don't, I don't know any of this HTML stuff, Sam. I need a web guy. I got to have a web guy. What's a web guy called? I got to get a website. And then what you do, I mean, if I was ever going to do what you do, I got to figure out how to record my voice. Hey, just say yes. Just say yes. It's the first thing you got to do. You're sitting there spinning your wheels in a hypothetical world of something that's never going to happen. Hey, don't worry about it. If you don't ever say yes, the beauty is you never got to do anything. You can just sit around and talk about all the great things. Just, oh, someday, one day. Remember the last podcast. Someday, one day. It's not on a calendar. Sorry about that. Just say yes. You don't even need to know how. You don't even need to. There's so many other people that know how. Google it. Google it. Whatever it is you don't know how to do, Google it. Chances are you're going to start learning how to do it. But here's the thing, man. You might be afraid because then what if you learn how to do it? What other excuses are left for you, right? You can't use that one anymore. Then you got to move on to another one. And you're going to excuse your way right out of your greatness. You understand? I used to work with a guy. How am I going to say his name? Because it's not the point is to embarrass anybody. But man, this guy, Nickel Nolly, he's like Cliff Clavin. Remember Cheers? Hey, Cliffy. Remember Cliff knew a little bit about everything. I mean, you could be talking about Samoan culture, or you could be talking about the Galapagos Islands and the turtles that are indigenous to it, or you could be talking about the 1927 Yankees. Cliff Clavin knew a little bit about all that stuff. Same thing with this guy I used to work with. Had all the answers. Oh, hey, you want to know how to do it? Oh, I can do that. Oh, yeah, I can do that. You want to know how to change the oil on your car? Absolutely. Yeah, you want to learn how to get private funding? Oh, yeah, sure. Take a company public? Yeah, I know a little bit about that. Dude, you're in a cubicle. You've been here 18 years. Why aren't you doing anything? Well, and then here come the excuses. You know, well, you know, it's not that simple. No, it is that simple. You just never said yes. You just never said yes. Say it. Say yes. Just say yes. There's power in that three-letter word, yes. Because when you start taking dominion over those excuses, things move, man. It's like you start attracting the resistance. You got to let go of what has always been in your life. You know what I'm talking about? I've always been an employee. Well, become an entrepreneur. I don't know how. There you go again. You can't say that. Say, okay, yes. Yes, I'm going to become an entrepreneur, Sam. You're right. Absolutely, I'm going to do it. Okay? Well, I've always been in bad relationships. All right. Just say yes. You're going to grab a good one now, right? There you go. You're resisting again. You are attracting the very thing into your life that you don't want. You don't want to be broke, but you're not attracting any abundance into your life. What's the difference between you and somebody? I posted this on my Facebook wall yesterday, Sunday, March 9th. I posted, you could take all the money in the world right now, all the money, put it on a big jumbo jet, one of these big Airbuses, fly it over the world and just randomly drop it out of the sky. And within a few years, all that money is going to go back right into the hands of the people that originally had it. Why? Because they know how to attract it. They don't ever say how. And if they do, they just figure it out. They just say yes. They let go of what's always been stopping the flow of abundance in their life. Did you know 92% of the millionaires in the United States were middle income or lower prior to becoming a millionaire? 92%. What's that tell you? There's no inheritance there. No trust fund babies. It's hard work, but it's that positive mindset that says, I'm going to start attracting things that I want into my life, not the things I don't want. I don't want to be fat. Well, stop saying you're fat. I mean, seriously, say it a different way. In the next 90 days, I'm going to transform my body into an elite athletic shape. That's what I say. Look, dude, I got a needle in my back 10 days ago. I'm running like a scared deer on the day. And by the way, after this podcast, I'm heading over to the gym, Five Seasons here in Loveland, Ohio. If you're on the treadmill next to me, the answer is yes, we're racing, okay? I'm competing every minute against everybody, everywhere. And they don't know it. I mean, the poor guy that's going to be next to me on the treadmill, he's there. I already know who it's going to be. I'm going to take the treadmill third from the right against the window, and there's going to be a guy about 45, 46 years old. He just gets off work. You can see because he wears ankle socks, but the socks from his job, those big black socks you wear when you go to a, you know, you wear nice pants, you wear like those knee socks, they leave a mark right below his knee. That's how I know he's been at work all day. So he's got a line, two lines, like somebody drew two red lines about three quarters of the way up his leg. And I'm going to be racing him. He's just going there to kind of probably decompress from work. I'm going there to win. I'm going there, like, after I run on that treadmill, one of us is going to stand in the middle podium and get the gold medal. You know, that's another thing. Get in the best shape of your life. Have the best relationships. It's not just about money. But, boy, if you want abundance into your life, you have to stop attracting the very thing you don't want to have happen in your life. Stop speaking everything that's going wrong in your life. Just get on social media today. We turn the clocks back. You turn the clocks back Saturday night, okay? You would have thought we spun the earth around 7 billion times on its axis faster than the day before, and everybody's got like this wicked whiplash jet lag combined. I mean, oh my God, all we did was turn the clocks ahead an hour, people. People are late for work. I need an extra day. I need 2 weeks to recover. It's an hour. It's freaking 60 minutes that happened 2 days ago, and you can't adjust your life for that? What, are you kidding me? How are you ever going to? No wonder you can't get out of your own way every day. My Lord, we're talking about an hour. Holy cow. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I drove my kid to school today, as I always do. We were about 5 minutes late out the door, and there was half the traffic that there normally is. That immediately told me that either we're living in bizarro world, there's no school, or, like I suspected, everybody's thrown off by an hour time change from 2 days ago. But look, that's what distracts other people. Talking about the time. Are you kidding me? If you can't find anything else to complain about than turning the clocks ahead an hour, are you kidding? It's light now. It doesn't even get dark till 8 o'clock at night in Cincinnati now. I mean, holy cow. 2 months ago, it was dark at 4:30. Talk about the cure for, I mean, you want antidepressants? That's when the market's the highest. The sun's not coming up until 8. It's going down at 4:30. Now the sun stays up till 8 o'clock at night, and you're complaining because you lost an hour of sleep 2 days ago. That's not a lifestyle of abundance. That's why that airplane that's flying that money over the world and dropping it randomly is coming back to everybody who already knows how to attract it, because there ain't nobody wealthy who woke up this morning complaining about the time change. I didn't say, oh my God, uh-oh, oh honey, hold on a second. I can't shoot those videos today for the launch of Podcast House. When do I do my podcast? Is it, oh my God, where's the sundial? When's my podcast launching? Holy smokes, emails, my emails still work? Hello? Does this thing still work? Is the microphone on? I mean, come on, man, it's an hour. So here's what you do. Let's start changing your life right now today. Can we just say yes? Say yes! 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 Just scream it, man. Yes! Why not? Don't ask how. The how is the least important part of the equation. Getting you to commit, getting you to say yes, that's half the damn battle. Because you'll sit around and you'll talk and you'll figure out every scenario that's not going to work and why it's not going to work and everybody you know that it didn't work for. And there you go again. You are creating resistance from the life of abundance. You're stopping it. Right now, abundance wants to come your way. Money, great relationships, great connections, great health, you know? But you're stopping that. You're just putting a big stop sign out saying, no, stop. So I don't want it. I can't have it. Maybe you don't feel worthy enough that you should have it, which ironically enough, that's pretty normal. I used to feel that way as well. I used to think, that's not me, man. I mean, look, I grew up youngest of eight, broke, welfare, stutter, college dropout. I should be happy. And I used to tell myself this. I should just be happy with going into an air-conditioned office every day and having a book of business I can work. And, you know, I do an honest day's work. They give me an honest day's pay and leave that, you know, millionaire stuff for other people. And then I started looking, searching, seeking, just like you're listening to me right now. I used to listen to same types of CDs, same type of people I talk about all the time, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn. And I used to just listen and say, yeah, that makes sense to me. Like, I get the part where I can go out and make a lot more money than I'm making right now. I get the part that I can control my time. See, life is so short, man. It's if you listen to a spiritual podcast yesterday, Shane Hardin and I were talking about the death of his buddy, Mike Cowart, and it's gone in the blink of an eye. Guy's 43 years old. Well, top photographer in Nashville, worship artist, father of two, gone, dead, you know? And Mike was a free spirit, as Shane described him. But I guarantee you, Mike didn't squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube even as much as he lived. Nobody can. It's impossible. But boy, you're really selling yourself short and your creator short if you don't at least say yes starting today. Because you're basically already putting an indictment down saying, I'm not worthy. And I get it, man. I used to be that guy. I told you. I'm happy with my job. But then I started to look around. I'm thinking, huh, that person's not college educated. They drive an Lexus, Mercedes, Beamer. I'm going to these live events. That speaker on stage, he doesn't have a Harvard degree. He just sold $100,000 in 1 hour of his product. Interesting. So when you start opening your eyes and you just start saying, yes, I can do that. Do you want to speak? Just say yes. Go grab a microphone, get a camcorder, put it on a tripod, start shooting some videos of yourself. You don't need to know how. Remember, you don't need to know how to speak. You just need to say, I want to speak for a living, okay? And everybody should learn how to communicate. Doesn't matter if you're just starting right now for the first time. You do it enough, repetition decreases resistance. You're going to be phenomenal. Maybe you don't want to speak. Maybe you want to build stuff. Start building. Just say, yes, I'm going to build it. You want to be a supplier. You want to do some sort of drop shipping business. You want to work on cars. You want to be a run your own maintenance business. You want to be a counselor. You want to be a consultant. You want to be a coach, something along those lines. You got to say yes. You don't ask how to do it because that's just Google. You know, you just type it into Google or go to an event. You'll get the information. There's plenty of people out there willing to give it to you most of the time at no charge. All right. At least you can get halfway there for free. Let me tell you that much. The expertise, like the stuff that's going to save you the time, yeah, you'll pay for that. But to get 50% of the way there or more, the information's already out there and it's free from people that have already done it. You know what I mean? And then you just got to say, yes, I'm going to do it. Because most of the people are going to say no. And most of the people are going to be stuck on the how, like the guy I talked about I used to work with. Oh, I could do that. But I just know how to find the time. I just don't know how to find the money. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. You're stopping the flow of abundance right when you start asking the word, how do I get it done? Okay. You start the flow of abundance. We're going to end the show here. You start the flow of abundance by three letters. Y-E-S. Yes. Say yes. 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 My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.